Okay, today is Daf Chav Zayin. We're on Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph, by the third line from the top. Amar Rabba Bar Shila, Amar Rav, Masna, Amar Shmuel. Maisa, there was once a story. We're talking about, there was once a story. V'talo et ha-shilya v'vlad ad asara yamin. And they said, what happened was, the woman had a baby. 10 days later, she has a shilya. 10 days later. And they said, the Chachamim said, they attributed that shilya to that vlad. In other words, we're not choshesh. You know, 10 days is a long time. We're not choshesh that it was another vlad, a twin, and somehow there was a miscarriage, and we don't know where that other child is. We don't say that. If we would say that, it would mess up the yemei tumah and the yemei tahara terribly. That's what we're driving at. But we don't say that. V'lo amru tolin ela b'shilya haba acha havlad. The only time we'll have such a suffix is if the shilya comes at the same time. So the vlad here and the shilya here, then maybe we'll have such a suffix. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Amar B'yochanan, Maisa, V'talawes HaShilya B'vlad, Ad Chaf Gimel Yomim. They said that they attributed the shilya 23 days later. The woman had a baby, Amar Shchodesh, and then Chaf Gimel of the month, she had the shilya came out. Long time. Amar Le'er of Yosef, Ad Chav Dal Ramatan. Now you told us 24 days. It doesn't change anything. But Amar of Acha Bered of Avira, Amar of Yitzchak, Maisa. There was a different story, an even stranger story, probably an impossible story. I mean, whatever. Vinishtahe Havlad Acha Chaver Olama Gimel Yom. That a woman had twins. One baby was born today, and the other one was born 33 days later. Twins, not a miscarriage. Twins, and Rashi is going to prove, the Gemara is going to say these are viable kids. Not only that, they were in the base of measures. No. 33 days later. V'amalei Rabbi Yosef lama dalat amartulan. You told us 34 days. Now, the problem. By the way, the Gemara is going to have a kasha now. How this is possible? Not on the science. That's not going to be a kasha. That's not going to be a kasha. That's not going to be the kasha. The kasha is going to be. Right. As a matter of fact, listen.
It's not the same month.
I was learning. I was learning yesterday something on Hilchus Bar Mitzvah, such a thing. Hilchus Bar Mitzvah. So the Shevet Alevi has a tshuva. If you have twin boys, do you say one Baruch Shepetrani or two? You hear that? Interesting shaila. It's a machlokas between what? It's a machlokas. Also, machlokas if you have the Shevet Alevi held, you should have two minyanim for twin boys. Each one should have their own aliyah, a separate minyan.
I heard that once.
The Lahar Nasan argues. What's the reason for that? But each one getting their own aliyah. It's interesting.
So the father will go to one and the mother will go
to the other. No. You do it in different weeks.
Early and late.
Correct. Right, but the whole thing was, what's the nature of the bracha of Baruch Shepetrani? The time of Shas. Some people don't say it with the Shem Malchus. Okay, most people don't say it with Shem Malchus. Anyway, I'm only Rabbi Yosef. You told us 34 days. That doesn't make it. That doesn't change anything. Now here's the issue. The issue is as follows: Honey, chalanda mo yoledes letisha yoledes limuktain mishkachesla. So we know that a baby. It was the times of the Gemara. The Gemara assumed that a baby can't be born and be viable in the eighth month. There's an assumption that the Gemara had. Today, it's an assumption the Gemara had. So, how is it possible? You can have a baby born in the seventh month, and then a baby born in the ninth month. That makes perfect sense. That could happen. They're 34 days apart. Someone was born in the seventh, and you have to hold that the months are mikutai. They don't have to be complete. Into the seventh month already, she could have a baby. The eighth month, not. The only time you could have an eighth month baby if it's a nafel. But since it says over here that they didn't have a nafel, they had twin boys. Obviously, there was no nafel. So then the second baby was born in the ninth month. That makes perfect sense. That can happen. Mishkachatla, echad nigmar tziras l'sof shiva, v'echad nigmar tziras l'tosh l'sof l'tchilas tisha. One had at the end of the seventh, and one had at the beginning of the ninth. Right? 34 days apart, 33 days apart. That's perfectly normal. El lamanda amar yoledes l'tisha, eni yoledes l'mikutoin. But if you hold, you can't have babies born, part way. So Michael Lemaimar, How's it possible to have two babies 34 days apart? It's impossible. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's right across from where we are. Tarbayo b'chodesh hashvi leka lemeimar. You can't say they were both born in the seventh month. D'chodesh kulehai lo have. There's no month that has 34 days, 33 days. It's impossible. They couldn't have been born in the seventh month, both of them. V'im zelasof zayin v'zelasof tes tveyika. And if one's born at the end of the seventh and one's born at the end of the ninth, it's more than 33 days. It's like 60 days. V'im b'zeh zayin u'b'zeh ches lo chai. The one on the eighth won't live. U'midikari lehu v'lad v'lo nefel michlal d'b'nei kaimeninu. It lived. So how could it be possible? So the Gemara answers, Epoch Shmaitza. Yeah, you have to reverse the stories. That it was Lamed Gimel l'shilya and Chav Gimel l'vlad. Right. I said there were two stories. One, the shilya came out 23 days later. And two, the second child, the second twin, came out 33 days later. Switch those stories around. The babies came out 23 days apart. That could be possible. In the seventh month or the ninth month, that's perfectly possible. And the shilya story was 33 days apart. Okay? Makes perfect sense? Excellent. Amar of Avin, Bar Ad, Bar of Ada, Amar of Menachem, Ishkvar Sha'arim, V'amri Lei, Beis Sha'arim, okay. Maisa, V'nishta V'lad Achachaveiro Gimel Chadashim. And there was a story where the second twin came out 3 months later. Right? The Harei, and by the way, Heim Yoshvin Lefinei Beis HaMedrash. They're in the yeshiva with us. Right? Umani, who are they? Yehuda V'chizkiyah B'nei R'vchiyah. This is a true story. So that, by the way, this is what Tosas meant on Amud Beis when he said yesterday on Amud Beis, the little Tosas Yolda Ve'achach Epila Afil Ad Yudlam Yamim Ein Choshesh in La, right? Without Choshesh for these long delays in between, says Tosas. I'll say it again. Af Adav D'Amalek Kamon D'Nishta Havlad Shlosha Chadashim. Even though the Gemara is going to say we just read it, there was 3 month delay in between the two kids coming out. Or you sowed for life. Mikol makom lo shchiyah. It's not shchiyah. V'chol kama delo chazinon lo chai shinon. That didn't happen here. I don't have to be concerned that, yeah, it happened one time. It's in the medical book. It once happened. That's not a rule for life. I think it's an amazing tosos. Things that, these aberrations are not a rule for life. The only problem is, that's what Shas is full of this. It's full of these very unusual cases that are very, very hard to happen. Right? And tosos is coming to tell you in the last month and a half of Shas, don't be concerned with the Shlosh Shchiach cases. Don't be busy with that. Live a normal life, normal thing. I don't see those things. So I don't have to be choshish for that. Right? How do you reconcile that? On the one hand, Tosfos is telling you a very smart rule. Don't be bogged down in the Shlosh Shchiach cases. But on the other hand, that's what makes...
Well, I'm trying to say it's medically feasible. That's what we're bringing...
She's saying something about a medical thing.
It's a medical thing.
Right?
I assume they're in the Guinness book.
It's such a thing, right? They'd be in the Guinness book, right? Right. So you can't bring me a ride from the Guinness book. Whole thing, right? They put it in there.
And the whole purpose of the Shas was to write everything down. They have every single case that could ever be possible.
Shas doesn't record every case. It records the unusual ones.
Yeah,
from the usual ones, you learn the normal ones, right?
That's, right.
So the Rambam, remember we in the beginning of the in the beginning when we thought of this whole thing, the Rambam even we recorded the Rambam. The Rambam said, "You can ask me, this has ever happened." The answer is, it does happen, but it's a miyut.
Right?
You walk on the street, rogue people are normal, healthy people. Right. Yeah, you have a miyut. As time goes on, we see less and less of them. Right? Either they don't get taken out into public, right?
Yeah.
Or they have genetic testing and all these things we were talking about yesterday after the shir. They have genetic testing. These babies don't even get born anymore. Right? They make sure they don't get born. Right? And even if they do, you don't even see them. Right? But the point is, that Tosfos is a very good point, which is, don't get bogged down in the Lo Shchiach cases. Don't make rules based on Lo Shchiach cases. As a normal situation, you have to be choshish for 10 days? No. You have to be choshish for 10 days. 3 months? Alright, so it's a strange case. It's 3 months. You're sitting in the yeshiva, it's wonderful. Right? But it's a strange case. Okay. Good?
Yeah.
But a woman can't become pregnant once she's already pregnant. That's impossible. How can they be born 3 months apart? She can't be good. So, Amar Abaya, Tipa Achas Hoysa. Listen to this one. Tipa Achas Hoysa. There was one Tipa. I guess this is a Zera. Then it's Chalka L'Shtayim. And it got split into two. Achad, echad nigmura tzirasa b'tzila zayin. The echad b'tzof tetz. One at the beginning of the seventh, one at the end of the ninth. So, not that she got pregnant the second time. That's impossible. Right? She's already pregnant. The point is, they got formed at different stages. Is that even possible?
Is there a split?
No, no, no. Is it possible for twins to be formed at different times? No. The question is,
why one came out 9.1 and 7?
Yeah, why they came out so far apart. So the Gemara said, maybe she got pregnant at a later date. So the Gemara says, no, that's not possible. The Gemara knew that that's not possible. So must be, see, I have a different question.
Position of the baby?
Let's say, if not for the fact that she's in labor for baby number one, would it be theoretically possible for baby number two to remain and continue growing? Maybe the baby, what? No, if not for the labor pain and the labor anyway, that in other words, baby number two is not ready. Another week. Now, 3 months is a long time, right? Okay. Okay, next. Shliya b'bayis abayis tamei. What do we say? If the shliya is in the house, the house is tamei. If the shliya is in the house, the house is tamei. The whole house is tamei. It means the room. Why is the room tamei? Because the shliya is a mace, and the mace. What? Right, but ain't shliya below vlad. So if the shliya came out, where's the vlad? It must be inside the shliya.
Not after a live birth.
Not after a live birth, exactly. It's ain't shliya below vlad. There is no birth. It's just the shliya. So if there's just the shliya, where's the vlad? It must be here. By the way, in the Mishnah, that was a machlokas. Someone argued on that. So Tana Rabbanan. Shliya b'bayis habayis tami. If there's a shliya in the house, I'm sorry, if I wasn't clear, I'm sorry. And there's no baby, there was no mazel tov, just a miscarriage. So if a shliya came out, lo sha shliya vlad. The shliya is not a vlad. Ella, she ain't shliya below vlad. Ima, there can't be a shliya without a vlad. So what's a shliya doing here? There must be a vlad. They're very Reb Meir, Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, and Matiran. Three people, Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon are all Matahir. By the way, in the Mishnah, the Mishnah said that Reb Shimon alone argued and said, no, not true. Now we add on Reb Yossi and Reb Yehuda. Amru lo le Reb Meir, they said to Reb Meir, Iyatamode, she'im hoti'uhu b'seifel lebeis achiton shehutar. What if you took that shilya, you put it in a bowl, and you went to your neighbor's house, the doctor, to show him what just happened? Now you're sitting in your neighbor's living room, does the neighbor's house become tame? A second house? Wouldn't you agree that there's no way that house is going to be tame? Amar lahen aval, I agree. V'lama, why? L'fi she'eino. Because by the time I go from my house to my neighbor's house, any vlad inside has already disintegrated.
Inside where?
Inside the shilya.
In the shilya,
that's what we're saying.
So you're saying the vlad exists somewhere, we don't know where it is. But
so we're saying it's in the shilya. Because you had a shilya here, there was a miscarriage, there's a shilya. Ain't shilya below vlad. Where is the vlad?
I don't know.
We don't know. But says the Tana Kama, which is Remeir, the house becomes tummy. Why does the house become tummy? Because there's a mace in the house.
I thought because she must have discharged a dead vlad. We don't know where it is, and now we have proof that it was a vlad.
Correct.
I'm not saying that the vlad.
Well, there has to be a vlad somewhere, otherwise it can't be tumah. So it must be in that tissue, whatever came out of her body, in there, there must be a vlad. Says Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi, I disagree. So they turn to a man. What about if he went to the neighbor to show him what happened? By the time it goes to the second house, there's no more mace, no more vlad, and now the second house is tar, right? So Amrulo, Kishem She'eno Bayis Achiton, Kachen Bayis Apnimi. Just like the second house is tar, why isn't the first house tar? Right? Amalehen, Eina Doma Namak Pamachas, Lamamak Pays for Amim. You can't compare being dissolved once to being dissolved twice. In other words, when it came out of the body, yeah, it was dissolved. It's not a body, so it's a tiny amount. We're gonna see in a minute, Rashi tells us. Tiny amount. So what happened? It got partially dissolved, whatever it is. Somehow there's still a mace over here. By the time it dissolves even further, there's nothing, and therefore in the second house, it's tar. Okay? But in the first house, it's Tomei, and there's a machlokas. Tanoi about it. Yosef, Rav Papa, Achore, the Rav Bibi, Kamei, the Rav Amnuna, Yosef, Ikamar, my time with Rav Shimon. What's the reason for Rav Shimon? Why does Rav Shimon say that? Why does Rav Shimon say what? Why does Rav Shimon say that there's no Tumah even in house number one? Why? Why not? Is there a baby here? Ain't Shilyabul Vlad. That makes sense. Ain't, think about it. Ain't Shilyabul Vlad. So why isn't there Tumah? Rashi says, Nihi. It's a little up. Nihi. The Namuk. True. True. It's dissolved. Mikol Makom. Kol Gufo Shalmeis Kan Havi. There's a body here. Bahavale Nik Nirkav Ukinatl. It somehow dissolved, whatever. Why isn't there Tumah? So, listen to this answer. Kosavar, because Rav Shimon must hold, kol Tumah, shenas arif ba mimin acher, butla. True, there's a body in here. True, there's a mace, but there's dam and other tissue, and who knows what else is in there. Therefore, the mace became bottle. And there's no Tumah. You hear that answer? It's bottle. Amalhu Rav Papa, Hainu nami tamayu de Rav Yehuda Rav Yossi. By the way, says Rav Papa, that's all. He asked him, what's the reason for Rav Shimon? So he told him, because the Tumah is bottle. So Rav Papa said, that must be the reason also for Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda, for the same reason. They all said the same thing. So Achichu, they laughed at Rav Papa. They laughed at him. They said, Maishna Pshita. What do you mean that must be the reason also? What? Of course. Pasha, there's no other reason. We can't find any other reason. So I'm Rav Papa, what are you laughing at me for? Afilu ki hai milsa, even if it's obvious, lema inish, you should rather say something, velo nishto kame rabbe, not to be silent in front of your rebbe, bishum shenemar im navalta behisnase, if you're going to be worn out, if you're going to be raised, bim zamuz yad lepeh, if you're embarrassed, you're going to have to put your hand over your mouth, you're not going to have what to say. In other words, just because it's pashut, that's, listen to this one. Just because it's pashut, it's not stopping me from saying it. Right? It's important to say what the Rebbe said, even if it's pashut, you know it already. Right? I heard that already. I don't want to hear it again. You hear it again, it won't kill you. Okay? Now, what do we have a yesod? We just said a yesod. The yesod is that tumah can become bottle. I have a mate. I have a body, a little baby. Right? I have a baby. It was a miscarriage. There's other tissue here in the shilya. And therefore, that's why there's no tumah. Anyone heard that before? Such a thing?
It's not distinct anymore.
It's not distinct. It's bottle. It's bottle. Bottle buro, bottle bashisha, we don't say. It's bottle. Okay?
Why do you say that it's a distinct entity, even though it's...
But it's bottle. What do you mean? I have a piece of meat. It's a distinct entity. It falls into 1,000 million gallons of milk.
I'm not saying bottle here. Roll. I'm saying roll. It's saying...
What do you mean? It's saying bottle. It became bottle. The mace is bottle in everything else that came out. The author of Shimon Taimei. Shimon's consistent. Listen to this. The Tanya. Okay, there's a kind of tumah. It's a very, very gruesome tumah. It's called the tumah of the dust of a human being. If you take a human being, it's a horrible thing to consider, and they grind up the human being, make it into dust. So that dust still has tumah as long as it's the size of a spoonful. A spoonful of such dust is metame.
Or ashes.
Ashes, right. A spoonful. So, right. What about a half a spoonful? It only applies by someone who died naturally. We're going to see in the Gemara. It doesn't apply by someone that was murdered. I don't know why, but that's what it is. So if you have a half a spoonful, it's not tumah. What if it's 99% of the spoon has 99% of it is a mace, and the other 2% is junk? There's no tumah. It has to be a spoonful. What about rove? Rove of the spoon. We don't say rove, right? So listen to this. Bazar Shon Taimei, the Tanya. Mole tarvis. A spoonful of rekev, of human remains. Shenafa letocho offer kol shahu. That a small amount of something else fell into the spoon. Dirt, a kernel of salt. Something else fell in there. Tameh. It's still tameh. Right? Why? 99% of it is the human remains. Rav Shimon Metaher. Rav Shimon says, no, it's Tahar. Tahar now. My time with Rav Shimon, Omar Rabba, Ashka Chesinhu L'Rabbanan Devei Rav, the Yasri V'Kamri, E'efsher, it's impossible, Shalo Yarbu Shtei Predos Afar, Al Preda Achas Shal Rekev, V'Chasrulei. It's impossible. It's impossible, says Rav, explaining Rav Shimon. It's impossible if you have other ingredients. Let's say you have two kernels of dirt. It's impossible that the two kernels of dirt are not going to be touching or surrounding one kernel of afar, isolating that kernel of afar, isolating that kernel of human remains, and now you have less than the shear. Okay? You have less than the shear. Says Rav Shimon, therefore it's tahar. Look at the last Rashi of the page. Af al gaf. Even though diruba rekev, even though rove is rekev, rove is human remains, right? 99% of it is human remains. Ef shal lamakom shenafal ha'afar, it's impossible that the place where the afar fell, shalotehe gargar shal rekev, there won't be one kernel of remains, ben shnei gargirim shal afar, between two kernels of earth, ubatal harekev. And that rekev will become batal. It's batal 2-1. That will remove that rekev, remove that from the entire spoon. It'll make the shear for the entire spoon not enough. And therefore, the whole thing, the whole spoon is tahar.
That's even though the quantity, the corpse is more than the...
Well, we're not talking about the corpse. We're talking about the spoon. There's remains on the spoon. You now just took away one kernel by having two kernels of earth surround it and be mevatel it. And therefore, the entire spoon is now not tameh. That's what batel barov means. It doesn't matter. What you're really asking is, Tosfos asks on Rashi, what on earth is Rashi talking about? That's because that tumah has that quirk of a halacha, that it has to be 100%. 100% of the spoon has to have tumah. Not 99.9%, 100%. Who said the same thing by Ashilia? Who made up that rule? Who said that all tumah is not created equal? We know that. All tumah is not created equal. Yes, yeah, so by the Tarva, that can't be the cause. That doesn't make any sense. How could that be possible? Right? You hear? Tosfos says that wasn't the kasha from the rekev. What the kasha was that it's pretty obvious. We're talking about a miscarriage. The baby's very tiny. It's probably even less than a kezias. Right? It's probably even less than a kezias. But it's a burial. It's an entire body of a baby. We have a rule that burial is never bottle. Burial can't be bottle. It's a burial. It's a chashav. Right? One ant, one bug on the lettuce. It's bottle. Doesn't matter. Because it's one barrier. It's a full, it doesn't become batal. So I don't care how much blood and tissue and other things are in this shilya. I have a barrier.
You can't identify the barrier.
That's a separate issue. That's tomorrow's daf. I can't identify why you're tameh. That's tomorrow's daf. But I know I'm tameh. I know there's a barrier here. So the kasha is, wait a minute. Maybe not. You know, you have to figure it out. Maybe not. After all, is that barrier rule really so true? Maybe it's not a barrier. As a matter of fact, by the spoon, we have the same, very similar thing by a spoon. You have 99%. You have one little gargar that gets removed. And the whole thing is tar. So maybe over here also, how does he say it? Right. Just like by a spoon, if I'm missing 1%, the whole thing is tar. So too over here, maybe I don't even know it's a barrier. Maybe it's not a barrier. Maybe it's missing 1%. If the baby's missing 1%, then what do I have? I don't have a kezias. I don't have a barrier. I have nothing.
What does that mean?
Huh?
If the baby's missing 1%.
Let's say the baby's, you miscarried. So you did a miscarry. You miscarried 90. It's missing a toe.
But it's so then, the stage of the baby.
What?
Every hour of the baby is a different stage.
Correct. So it's exactly the kasha. So what do you see? That maybe Rav Shimon's right. Rav Shimon has a precedent to say he's right. By the spoon we say that, right? So we say the same thing over here. Now, that all that's wonderful logic, except everyone else disagreed with him. So what does everyone else do with this gemara here with the spoon? So they hold like this. Bamina lahu, I said back, adarabah, just the opposite. E efsher shlo yarbushte predos rekev al preda achas afar v'nafish le shiure. Just the opposite. It's impossible. I'll tell you the other way around. What do you mean? Two things of dirt are going to encircle one kernel of remains and be mevatel. Just the opposite. The 99% of the spoon has remains. So why don't we say the remains are mevatel the earth? Why do you say that? Right? So the rove goes that way. It's as if it's not here. I'm back to a spoonful of remains. 100% remains.
Oh,
one of the achronim, the main nida, I don't know who the main nida is. He says the question is whether heter mitzdaref l'iser. What does it mean heter mitzdaref l'iser? Let's say I have treif. I have a pot of treif, right? Heter mitzdaref l'iser. Let's say I have chalent. Chazer falls into the chalent. Not enough to make the pot of chalent tummy. Tray. Not enough to make a tray. Right? What's halacha? The halacha is, it's bottle. Can you eat that chalent on Shabbos? 100%. Now what if another piece falls in afterwards? Now with the second piece and the first piece, now already it's not bottle b'shishim. Do I say that the first piece now? Right. The first piece, is that like it's kosher now? So therefore, the second piece now, it's still going to be about the b'shishim. Because the first piece is already, it's mitzdaref. So it's a whole, it's a big discussion. So exactly what's going on here. When I have the offer, which so to speak is the heter, does it become part of the spoon now? Since it's batel, it's as if it's 100% of remains, in which case it's tameh or not. That's what they're arguing about. Says the Chazon Ish, they can... That, there's no din like that by Tumah. That only applies by Isurim. It applies by Basar B'Chalav. It applies by other treif things. It may, maybe it applies by wine, by a Nazir. Maybe it's Isurim, right? If it mixed up with... You can say things like that. We never heard such a thing by Tumah. By food. We never heard such a thing by Tumah. By Tumah, we should have a concept like that. Who ever heard of that? Says the Chazon Ish, that's not the pshat. The pshat is whether... What? Right, technically, why not? He just said, "Lo nemar din heter b'tzarif l'iser ela b'isurim v'lo b'tuma." He doesn't say why not. I didn't learn the Chazon Ish inside. Maybe he has a whole reason why not. He has a different pshat. He says, "The row whether or not this, he says you have a spoon, right? You have a spoon." So is the robe? The question is: do you look at the robe in that one microcosm of space, or the entire spoon? So you looked at. We looked at. What did we say? We broke it down to three kernels. You have two kernels of this inside one kernel. Therefore, the whole thing. So it says the chazam. Why are you looking at it like that?
Even if you said it was shy to put the title here,
right?
It's a mitzvah in the case also.
Right.
The challenge, once the thing is in there, you can't find it anymore.
Right, here you
if
can find it.
If you're missing 1% of the spoon, you can see there's a piece of the spoon that still doesn't have buffer on it.
Right. So
the baby might be different, because the baby you can't see the chal, the spoon you can.
Right,
so
right.
If you would...
I hear you. Right. So the answer is, that can't be the reason that Rav Shimon says that a spoon is a mutter, because I can tell you the exact opposite. What do you mean? What do you mean it matires the whole spoon? No, it doesn't. It trafes the whole spoon. It's still rove. However you want to look at it, it's still rove. So what's the answer? Why does Shimon say the spoon is tar? And maybe the same thing would be by Yeshilya. Why? Ella, I'm a rabbi behind the time of Rav Shimon. Sofo kitchilaso. Because he holds the end of the story is like the beginning of the story. Not chilaso. Just like the beginning of the story. Naiselo davar acher gilyon. That, let's say, when I said the remains of a corpse, they're not allowed to be anything mixed up with those remains. Not even clothing. That's what Nengilion means. It means like tachrichim. So a guy has clothing, and he's burned up. Some terrible thing happens. So those remains are not going to be in the talacha. Why not? Because there's clothing mixed in. So it's not really remains. It's remains plus ashes of clothing. Af sofo. So too at the end of the story, nas l'dover achar negluyon. Right? So too at the end of the story, if you do have a spoon and now some offer falls in, the whole thing is tar. Just like in the beginning. So too later. Maihi, what's that about? Titania. Ezu mace sheishal rekev. What kind of mace can be subject to corpse dust? Who made she'ain lo rekev? What kind of mace can't be? Nikvar arum. So if a person's buried arum without any clothing, but arum shal shayish in a casket that's made out of marble, nothing's getting in there. It's like, you know, hard. Oh, I'll gotta be rich for shalavanim or on a stone floor, and then somehow it becomes ashes. The body zehu made she'ain lo rekev. That's such a mace of shayach. Why? Nothing else is mixed in here. It's just mace. Ezu meis she'ein lo rekev, nikvar b'ksuso, you're buried with clothing, or b'aron shel eitz, or with wool, or in a wooden casket, which means the worms are going to get in, and I'll gabi rich b'shal al levonim, or on some kind of earth, or some kind of stone, which has some give to it, bricks. So there's the right, you go the things grow there, and it, right, it's porous, exactly. Oh, zehu meis she'ein lo rekev. Such a mace is not going to be subject to this din. Why is it not going to be subject to this din? Because it's not singularly mace. There's other things mixed in. Right? Just like that din applies when the person dies, so too it applies when it's on the spoon. And therefore, if something else is on that spoon, it's mevatalit. And the spoon does not have tumah.
But if dust from the air falls on that spoon, that's okay.
That might be okay. Now the second halacha. No, undisputed here. V'lo amru rekev el lemeis bolvad. Only if a person dies lemeute harug. But if he's killed, delo. There's no such din.
Why not? I don't know.
So what did we end off saying? Just like Reb Shimon says that by a spoon there's no din like this. There's no tumah. So too by the shilya we'll say the same thing. You have a baby, the miscarriage, unfortunately, but there's a lot of other tissue and blood, other things that came out. It's all mevatel the baby, and therefore the house is not tamei. Gufa.
Your first Rashi that says,
yeah,
that when you kill someone, the blood comes out. Ah. So the offer doesn't include that blood. So
it's missing. Interesting. So what if you poison somebody and nothing leaves? Then it would be different.
No, you're tamei what's inside. Then maybe I don't know.
Let's say it's being tied by the decomposing to this spoon. We're saying it's only part of it.
Correct, but it has to come from a body that had no other thing in it.
Yeah,
poison in it. Gufa. Mole tarfid rekev shenafal tocha offer kol shu tame. Right, if you have a spoon of remains, of corpse remains, and it falls in some earth, it's tame. Rishon matar. Rishon says not true. Mole tarfid rekev. What if you have a spoonful of rekev shenispaz babayas, and someone blew on it, and the whole thing scattered all over the house? Habayas tame. The bias is tame. Rishon matar. Rishon says not true. It's tar. Both dinim. The e ashmi in and kamaita had it only had the first din about whether the spoon is right here in front of me. Ba'ikam rabbanon. Here's what the rabbanon said: it's tamei. Rishum demichnah because it's gathered in one spot. Avol misfazer. But if it's blown off the whole house, ema modal ol Reb Shimon. Maybe he would agree with Reb Shimon. Dein mile choser mile. You can't have. In other words, in that spot there's one kernel, and then over there you can't combine all that. And if I only had the second case about the blowing the earth, the dust, that's where Reb Shimon said it's tahar, the ain mile v'chozer mile, because you can't have tumas oil like that. Aval baha, but in the case where it's on the spoon and it's gathered in one place, ain b'mod d'lehul rabbanon, maybe they would agree. And shvicha therefore anibah, he doesn't agree there either. Tani eda, mole tarvad v'od. Let's say I have a spoonful of dust. Corpse dust, the ode, and a little bit more than that. The ode offer, the beis hakvaros tamei. In a cemetery, you're tamei. Why? Because in a cemetery, I will say, in that spoon, I have more than a spoon. I have more than what I need. So mistama, in that more than what I need, the amount of shear that I need that remains. So I'm safe. So therefore, it's tamei. You hear that? I need one spoon. But I have two spoons. So one spoon, I have one big spoon, the size of two normal spoons. I would say, listen, normally I would say it's all mixed up, but I'm in a cemetery. There's a very good chance that within this spoon I have enough size of remains to make a tummy.
You come across spoon you had to.
I don't know. I don't know the exact detail.
Well, well, it's a deal.
But what's this course between
you? What?
What's this course between you?
What's that? Rav Shimon Meir, my time of the Rabbanan. What's the Rabbanan's reason? Lefishi e efshal lamale tavrin va'od offer betzakvot she'enu mole tavrin rekev. It's impossible to have a very large spoon. I walk into a cemetery. I take a spoon. I take a very large, a huge ladle, and I scoop up earth. Says the Gemara. It's a machlokas. It's impossible that within the ladle you don't have a normal sized spoonful of the, of remains. It's impossible. And so you have to go through all that. So Shimon, the Chachamim will say we're talking about a case of people were buried without clothing in caskets of Shayish, right? All those rules.
Rashi says here the torch before. Rashi says that this is the upper base of chorus. It's just the regular dust, but the guy who's buried with his clothes.
So then why is it tummy?
Because it's more.
What do you mean it's more?
Because if you have a bigger.
Okay.
Okay.
Because there's even more. Okay. Fine. So now we have to finish up. So now that we said the reason of Rav Shimon is because the end's like the beginning. So God by Shilya, my time. So what's the reason by Shilya? There's no such thing end the beginning. And we said it's not because the shear is too small. Because that's machlok is about that with which way the row flies. So what's the reason? So Amar Yochanan Mishum Batal Barov Nagubot. No, it's Bittel Barov. By a shilya, it's Bittel Barov. Ein Echna, by a spoon. We couldn't say Bittel. Because the Bittel goes both ways. You Mavatal the kernel, but the whole spoon is Mavatal the dust. The earth. So therefore, if they say it's Bittel Barov over here. You have a fetus, a miscarriage. The rove of this shilya is not a baby.
That's what
we said. So that's what we said. It can't be a barrier. Rav Shimon had Amar. Shimon just said his story. Listen to this. Behema gasla. You have a behema. Sheshafa charer is dam. An animal, a woman, a female animal, not a woman, a female animal miscarries some blotch of blood. So harei zeti kaver. You have to bury that blotch of blood. Upatur min abachora. And it's the next baby that this mother has will not be a bechor. Why? Because we're choshesh. Remember, this is a bechor. The Tani Reb Chiya Allah ain't a tama lo b'magav lo b'masa. But there's no tumah. There's no tumah on that blotch of blood. Meaning, it's not an avela. So umayachash ain't a tama lo b'magav lo b'masa. Why are you burying it? You're burying it kedela parsama she patur min abechora. You want everyone to know that this mother, this mother here, this female animal, will never give birth to a bechor. We're not going to have dinei bechor. Alma vlad ba'al yehu. Obviously, it was a valid vlad. So if amai tani Reb Chiya ain amatama lo v'magav lo v'masa, then why is it amatama? So amar Reb Yochanan mishum bittel barov naguba. It's bittel barov, right? All right. Well, one more minute. Amar of Ami, Amar of Yochanan, Umod Rav Shimon she'imo tmeya leida. But everyone agrees, even Rav Shimon would agree, that if you miscarry a vlad, a woman, not a human being, and we're going to say, sorry, she miscarried a shilya, we don't know where the vlad is, we can't find it. Even Rav Shimon would agree, even though he says that she's tahar, even though he said that the baby is tahar, she's tameh, the mother's tameh. Right? Emo tameh leda. The mother becomes tameh. Why? It's still a suffix. Amar hahu. By the way, there's no suffix she had a baby. Rav Shimon said it got dissolved. Doesn't change the fact that she's tameh as a yoledes. Amar hu sabal avami. Asper loch time of Rabbi Yochanan. I'll tell you Rabbi Yochanan's reason. Amar Krot says, Isha kisazria v'yolda zachar. Afilo yolda ela ke'ein shazria. Even if she gave birth to something so small, like the size of a zera, a tiny thing. Tumea leda. Tumas leda that she has. What about the house being tame? That I'm not going to say, because it's batel barov. But the fact that she's tame, no shayla about it. All right, so we'll stop here by Rish Lakish, the first wide line, and we'll pick up here tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.
I got the whole idea.